Welcome to the Swim Swam Podcast. I'm your host, Coleman Hodges, and joining us today, world champion, six-time world championship medalist. She was the 2023 Swim Swam Female Breakout Swimmer of the Year, and she won a triple crown at the World Aquatics World Cup this year in the 400 free. Today, we are sitting down with Erica Fairweather. Erica, thanks for being here. How's it going?
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to sit down and chat. You were just coming off of these 2024 World Championships in Doha. Kind of an odd timing for world championships, obviously, but just heading into these world championships, knowing that you've got the Olympic Games in just a few months after, where was your head at, and how were you approaching this opportunity for racing and also for competing and winning money?
Yeah. So like you said, it was super strange having the World Champs in Olympic year. But it was actually a qualifying opportunity for us Kiwis. So we kind of thought we'd come over and make the most of the high quality racing and, you know, qualify a spot for the Olympics.
Yeah. And that was a very cool part of it to watch. Can you tell me about the experience of having that 4x200 free relay and getting into the final and racing in a relay final?
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal. There's nothing better than having a race with the girls. We definitely did better than we expected. I think everyone was super proud of how we ended up. You know, it's not very often you get Kiwis having a go at the rest of the world in a relay. So it was really cool.
Yeah. What do you feel like you learned from that specific experience of just going through the heats and the finals of that relay and getting to swim in the final next to, again, yeah, some of the best in the world?
Yeah, I mean, we have to go guns blazing in the morning. There's no other choice for us, and all the girls sent it, and we got into that final, which was unreal. I think it was a unique learning opportunity for some of the girls. Like, you know, they hadn't been in a world championship final before. So for them to have that exposure was really special.
Did they lean on you at all? Seeing as, you know, you had kind of been in those finals before individually and maybe knew what to expect a little bit more?
I don't think they necessarily leaned on me. We just have lots of fun in the cool room there. It's very, very chill vibes. You know, you race better when you're relaxed and you're happy. So we kind of leaned into that a bit more, I think.
Nice. And then, yeah, just individually for you, again, with it being in February, what were you hoping for out of these world championships and out of your individual performances?
Yeah, well, I got what I set out to accomplish. I didn't really care where I ended up in the four as long as it was sub four. So I was happy. Again, going a little PB as well is great in February. You know, you should be able to swim fast any time of the year. So I was just really glad that I was able to pull that off when I did.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the heats and the finals? You know, the 400 free always gets a major meet like that started. It's usually on day one. Do you like that placing for the 400 free, you know, considering that is one of your better events?
Yeah, I love it. I love starting the meet with like a bang. Like it just goes from zero to nothing all of a sudden for me, and I love it. There's so much energy around the four, and I think the field is so so diverse, and it's got so much depth at the moment that it's always such an interesting race to watch from even through the heats into the finals.
So in prelims, you were 4.047. So obviously pretty reserved. Can you tell me about your strategy, how you wanted to approach prelims, and then again, finals? I know you said you wanted to be sub 4 minutes, but how did you approach each of those races?
Yeah, I guess obviously the goal of a heat's to make the final. But I kind of try to have a decent hit out when I can. I think it's, like you said, going into the start of a meet, obviously need to get the engine warmed up somehow. So we don't tend to push it too hard, but like, obviously it's still a solid swim. And then I guess for the finals, it was just send it. Like, there was no other option. I just wanted to hit the first 200 really hard and then just keep going for the second half.
Yeah. And your first world title, how does that feel?
Yeah, it was a strange one. I know we're like 2 weeks post it now, but it still doesn't quite feel real.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal. Again, you came to this meet to take advantage of the opportunities, and you know, you can now call yourself a world champion, which is pretty special, to me at least. So congrats. Yeah. And so then moving through the rest of the meet, you obviously had the 4x2 relay with the rest of the girls, and then you had the 200 free and the 800 free individually, which you also won medals in. How did you feel about those, the execution of those races for you and just those opportunities to swim against some of the best in the world?
Yeah, well, I knew going into the meet that coming off the back of the 400, I'd have to back up those races in the next few days. You know, I had day two off and then it was all a go till the end. So it was a pretty full-on schedule. I didn't execute them exactly how I wanted to. My 200, I would have loved for it to be a little bit faster, but I think some of the training that I've done will transfer later on rather than in that time period anyway. So that's exciting for coming up. And my 800, I just haven't had a lot of experience swimming 800s internationally, so I swim them a little bit whack. I seem to go out for it in the first 200 and then like die a painful death. So that's definitely something that I'll be working on strategically in the next few months anyway.
That's never ideal, I guess, for an 800. Tell me a little bit about your training and especially your prep leading into this world championships. You know, you, again, individually, you had the 2, the 4, and the 8. How does your training look for those events? I mean, is it much more centered around the 2 and the 4 and you just kind of swim up to the 8, or is there a lot more, you know, distance and aerobic conditioning in there?
It's definitely more 2-4 focused, but I think the maintenance and the foundation that I've already built allows me to swim up to the 8 and obviously still do a very reasonable job of it. But it's definitely something that we kind of build in. So, you know, we'll go through blocks where we do a little bit more 800 stuff or a little bit less 200 stuff or more speed stuff. But ultimately, it all complements my 400, which is my big focus.
Yeah. When did the 400 become your big focus?
I've always loved the event. It's always been my favorite event ever since I can remember. But I think last year when I got that bronze in Fukuoka, it was kind of an eye-opening moment. Like, oh, like I can actually do this and I could like medal on the world stage, which is something that I kind of didn't think I could do before. Like I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a final here or there. And, you know, maybe be competing in that like 5th, 6th, 7th kind of positions. But to do that was really a breakthrough moment for me.
Yeah. And did that influence your training at all moving into this season?
Not too much. We've kind of just continued doing what we're doing. We're pretty stock standard with how we train. It's nothing super exciting or special. We just do the basics really well and it seems to be working.
What was there ever a point in the last 5 or so years where you had a big coaching change or a big just training shift on how you were approaching your training?
Not really. I've had the same coach throughout my whole entire senior swimming career since I've been like 14 anyway. So I've kind of just gone through every stage with the current coach I have, Lars. And it's been awesome. You know, I've kind of grown up with him and he's been able to adapt sets and, you know, the training to, I mean, whatever age I was. So there's nothing like that stands out to me that has changed drastically. I think as I've just kind of matured, I've obviously gotten faster and, you know, I've put more time and energy into swimming and it's become more serious for me. So I think that's just how I've ended up getting the results I have.
Yeah. What is your training group like?
It's a really different kind of setup to what I think people would be really surprised if they saw how we trained. So we have like, there's like a group of 9 of us who are like the high performance group, I guess. We're part of Swimming New Zealand senior squad. And then we have like an age group program around us. And like we have littlies in the pool at the same time we're training. Like we have half the pool and honestly, they're just rubbing shoulders with us the whole time. It's super funny. It's a really different training environment to what people expect.
So there's nine of you for on the elite side. And how often do you all train?
Most of us do 9 sessions a week and then 2 or 3 in the gym and then some Pilates and that kind of stuff as well around there and some conditioning. But it's nothing like we're a pretty middle distance, like, volume program. Like we don't do like massive Ks a week or anything super short. We're just kind of sitting that nice little medium.
So like 5 to 7 K a practice. Is that about the range?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Nice. That sounds like a fun setup. Is it 25 meter, 50 meter?
Most of the time we're 25 meters. We get 3 long course sessions a week, which we tend to do our main sets on to try and, you know, make the most of it and obviously work on pace and stuff like that. But yeah, it is what it is. It's still pretty good though. We have it pretty good.
Nice. And, you know, just looking forward from these world championships, I guess to reflect, do you have takeaways from Doha and just from the overall racing experience?
Absolutely. I think it was a perfect meet to kind of find a whole heap of learnings from. You know, like I said before, my strategy in my 800 is shocking, so I need to change that. And little things like just getting up and racing in a performance environment, you know. You'll walk out into the thing and there's a crowd. Like we don't get that very much here. So just, you know, being comfortable in that pressured environment was a massive learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so you've already been to a world championships. You've already been to an Olympic Games, obviously moving forward with eyes on Paris. Are you approaching anything differently this year than you were in 2021 in the lead up to Tokyo?
Yeah, I'm in a very different position than I was back then. I was like a 16-year-old kid then. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't really think I was going to make a final. Like my face in that heat, I was just absolutely shook to the core. I couldn't believe that I made an Olympic final. So now I've kind of like progressed, I guess. And, you know, making that final is definitely one of my goals. And, you know, having potential shots at medals is where I want to be going into the Olympic Games this time, rather than just, you know, slightly sliding in under the radar.
Yeah. Is there anything about your experience in Tokyo that stands out to you or that you feel that you're carrying with you moving into this Games? I mean, even just making it into that final in Tokyo?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those cases where you can't count anyone else. You know, they typically say you have a lane, you have a shot. Like, I made that final out of lane 8 in a heat. Like, no one was expecting it. So I think that's one of the things you got to watch for in swimming, you know. Someone will always be there and have a sneaky good race, and then they'll just slide right in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just in terms of events, you know, obviously you said your training is more geared towards the 2 and the 4. Do you plan on swimming 2, 4, 8 in Paris?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anything that I can get my hands on, I'll be swimming. You know, it's still an Olympic Games. You know, you want to do as many events as you can. And I think the way the program's set out, it enhances my racing anyway. Like it goes from my favorite to like ones I'm still good at, but like don't want to do as much. So it's perfect.
Yeah, that does seem to work out very well. Kind of the lower pressure events, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. And I guess just looking at it from a macro lens, you know, it will be your second Olympic Games for New Zealand. What has it been like just being an ambassador for swimming and New Zealand and in New Zealand so far and at such a young age?
Yeah, so I mean, swimming is not a big sport here at all. I think in the last couple years, myself and Lewis Kleber and the rest of the New Zealand team have really started, you know, catching people's eyes and, you know, making headlines and things like that because it's going so well. So just to see that progress is so special. I think, you know, we're a country that's surrounded by water. You drive an hour and a half in any direction and you'll hit some body of water. So even just having and encouraging those swimming skills and then hopefully leading more people into competitive swimming is just, it's a crazy kind of thing, I guess. Like, I wouldn't have expected me to end up here at all.
I'm just curious, what led to you swimming, you know, or when did you start swimming?
Yeah, so my parents just put me in it for water safety. And I was a really competitive kid. I like played all the sports, but for some reason I really liked swimming. So they were just like, oh, you can do that if you want. And I was like, yeah, yes, please.
And is that still what you enjoy about swimming now, is the competition, or you know, what do you enjoy about swimming now?
Oh, I love the racing. I can't get enough of it. I mean, the training's fun as well, but like, you know, the grind can be hard and it can be tiring, but there's nothing more rewarding than doing all that work and then getting to see it in action in racing, I guess.
Absolutely. What's an essential Erica Fairweather set?
24 ones. I love 24 ones. And we kind of do like 10 at threshold and then I don't actually know how we do it, but we do like a bunch at threshold and then some at 20 below and then some max. And it's just, oh, if I see that on the board, I'm a happy girl.
That's okay. Wow. So you love doing that.
Yeah. And I can't remember exactly what it is right now, which is terrible, but
what are the intervals like?
So as you go faster, the intervals increase, so you get more rest. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. What do the thresholds start on? Or
it usually starts around 90 and then you'll go like either 140 and then 150. So you'll be hitting like 4 100s or something like that on 150 max at the end.
Wow.
Pretty sore after the rest of it, but it's super fun.
Nice. Well, great. Erica, thanks so much for taking the time to sit down and chat. Any parting thoughts or anything you feel like we missed or you want to hit on before we sign off?
No, pretty good. I think we covered a lot of good stuff.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.